إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. وقال الله عز وجل: ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His assistance, we seek His protection, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protecting us from ourselves and from the evil within us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send abundant peace and blessings upon His noble, most prestigious, most honorable messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon the righteous companions, and upon the purified and noble family, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we have been blessed with another day of Jumu'ah in which we gather to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rejuvenate our souls and our minds and our hearts, and to seek the protection and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which we will find success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere intentions and sincere actions and efforts, and make this a means for our salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Last Jumu'ah, we began our very short discussion on the importance of having good suhbah, which means having a good friend, a good companion in your life. Because every single one of us knows that nobody can choose their family. Your brothers are who they are. Your sisters are who they are. Your parents are who they are. Nobody has a choice. Nobody has ikhtiyar in choosing who will be their sibling and who will be their parents. This is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the choice that you do have, which plays an integral part in your life, in the choices that you will make, in the decisions that you will make, and in the path that you will follow and tread upon, is that choice of having a good friend. That friend who will take you either to Jannatul Firdaus, help you on that particular journey, or that potential friend who will take you off that path and take you to the path towards Jahannam, the path of destruction, the path of sins. So this choice is entirely and solely yours. And based on this choice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either reward those people who had good suhbah, good friendship by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward those people of sidq, those people of truthfulness. And a friend is he, or a friend is she, who always tells you the truth. Even though you may think you're doing the right thing, they tell you the truth, which is according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The friend will tell you the reality of the situation that you are in. They will always maintain uprightness in their life and veracity and honesty, integrity in their life and also in their actions and the advice that they give you. So choosing friends is a very important part of a person's life. I'm not talking about the friends that you make in school or the friends that you have because they are your neighbors or the colleagues that you make friends with at work, but true friends, sincere friends, Khalil. Khalil is that intimate individual, that friend that you share your sorrows and your worries and your ups and your downs with, that true person who you pay heed to their advice and you follow their advice and you hold their hand and you stand shoulder to shoulder and you walk the same path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the friend that we are discussing today. And inshallah, we will complete our remaining segment of remembering the greatest friend given to the greatest Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And he is the best and the most noble and illustrious companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he is the Habib of the Habibullah. This is how you should understand the greatness and the maqam and the status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And it's not because he was just there, just coincidence that he ended up being friends with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was a calculated choice and decision by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and similarly by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, for them to befriend each other, for them to become the greatest of companions, for them to be there for each other and sacrifice everything that they had for each other. Because through friendship, it has to be achieved, not just given to you on a silver platter. So some of the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and because this is the month in which we remember him especially, he is the first adult to have accepted Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The first woman was none other than Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the first adult male was none other than the illustrious companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine that. You know, everybody wants the first edition of a particular book or something which is unique and only they have that, or they were the first to achieve that particular thing, whether it's a certificate, whether it's a degree, or whether it's something else monumental in their life. Imagine having this placard, this achievement given to you that you were the first Muslim, male Muslim in Islam, and consequently through your efforts so many other people became Muslims as well, like Uthman, Talha and Sa'ad. Many other Sahaba Ikram were accepted Islam because of the da'wah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he was the foremost person to invite other people towards khayr, towards righteousness, towards Islam, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the companions I have just mentioned there by name, it was due to the efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And he was the foremost sahabi at bearing the hardships during the preliminary and embryonic stages of Islam, giving da'wah to the people. Because at the beginning, Islam was insular, it wasn't propagated openly. But then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that they should openly call out and do da'wah to the people of Quraysh, to the people of Makkah. So he went with the other Sahaba Ikram, and in front of the Kaaba, he openly called people out to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the beauty of Islam. But as a result of that, his people and his own people, i.e. from his community, his area, they started attacking him and beating him to such a degree that he fell unconscious. And even when he fell unconscious, when he was carried home, when he woke up, the first thing that he asked for is, how is my Habib? How is Rasulullah? How is the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Not worrying about his health or his life or his family, none of those things, but worrying for none other than the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is what you call true friendship. This is what you call golden friendship. So this is why we revere the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to such a high degree and esteem because of his sacrifices and all of the things that he gave. And he was the one of the first to give money and to give sadaqah and to give khairat and to donate as much as he could in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the foremost and the first to free slaves from his own money. And one of the most illustrious companions that we all know of is none other than Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and was also freed by none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And so look at all of these characteristics, look at all of these achievements that he achieved by being one of the most closest and noble and sincere friends to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as a result of his suhbah, as a result of him being close to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he earned the title of As-Siddiq, which is the most veracious title, the most truthful and honorable. And he is the one who testified and verified to the accounts of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after returning from the blessed night of Isra and Mi'raj. And he achieved this particular title, the first caliph, the first Khalifa in the history of Islam, the first person also to begin the compilation of the noble Quran as well. So when you look at and reflect upon all of these achievements, then you realize how great an individual he was, how great a friend he was, how great a companion he was. All of the things that he did for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all the things that he did for Islam, all the things that he did for Muslims nationwide and all at that time worldwide as well, the things that he achieved due to his efforts of defending Islam, of sending out the armies and protecting the Muslims as well after the passing away of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And furthermore, we see more very, very clear distinct virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and mentioned by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that if the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was put on one side of the scales and the iman of this entire ummah, we're talking about Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Ali and various of the great noble companions of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of that time, and even perhaps after that time as well, the entire ummah's a'mal are placed on the other scales, then Abu Bakr's iman would still outweigh it. But this is how great his iman was and how strong his iman was. He achieved this via the close proximity to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What a noble achievement. And he was the chosen one among all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam could have taken any particular individual when he left Makkatul Mukarramah to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. But the only person that he saw worthy, the only person that he loved so much was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And he chose him, and they both went together, leaving Makkatul Mukarramah for Madinatul Munawwara. And this is why even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us and recounts this beautiful story. Saniyasnaini idh huma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibihi. How, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording this till the end of time, that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, to his closest aide, to his closest friend, to his closest companion, he is saying to his sahabi, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana, that do not grieve, do not worry. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. What a great maqam to achieve, that you have been recorded in the beautiful and illustrious Quran, the kalam, the pak kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recorded there until eternity. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and in another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that Abu Bakr Siddiq has favored me much with his property and with his company. And if I were to take a khalil from mankind, it would certainly be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And other ahadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the most beloved woman to me in the dunya is none other than Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the most beloved man is none other than her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And this is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. So you can see this great maqam that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu achieved, and he achieved this due to the proximity and due to the sacrifices and nobility and staying close to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He had a choice in choosing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And similarly, you and your children and your family, they also have a choice in choosing their friends. Not the friends that they follow on Facebook, that they choose on Instagram or Twitter or all these other platforms, or they choose due to convenience or at school and various other things and have acquaintances. Not these types of friends, those sincere, intimate friends who stand by you and walk with you shoulder to shoulder and remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make sure that we have those select few friends in our lives who can transform us, who can enhance us, who can make us better, who can take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not those friends who take us further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, those friends who will stand by us no matter what, through thick and thin, through good and hardship, through ease and hardship, to all of those difficult scenarios in your lifetime. Because those true friends who stand with you in the dunya will also stand with you in the hereafter as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Al-akhillahu yawma idhim ba'aduhum li ba'adin aduv illa al-muttaqeen. That those friends that you had, those acquaintances that you had, those people that you used to follow just for the sake of publicity, just for the sake of status, just for the sake of having so many followers in your life or having a long list in your contacts in your mobile phone, those particular people who used you and abused you, who did not necessarily benefit you in the dunya, those same people that you used to call friends, that you used to follow, whether their clothing, whether their attire, whether their speech, whether their hairstyles, whether their lifestyle, all of these things that we follow due to our friends doing the same thing, those particular people, those hollow friends, on the day of Qiyamah will become your enemies. They will not be your friends. Those same people who used to make you spend money and go out to clubs and pubs and do all of these things and say, it's okay, do this, do this, do that. Those same people that you used to call your friends in the dunya, Al-akhillahu yawma'idhim ba'aduhum li ba'adin aduf. They'll be your open and clear enemies, except for the muttaqeen, except for those people of taqwa, except for those people of piety, of righteousness, of God-fearingness, of God-conscientiousness, those true people who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya and reminded you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain steadfast on the path of Islam, those people, even on the day of Qiyamah, they will be standing next to you. They'll be your true friends. They'll be your honest friends. They'll be your upright friends. That is the true mark of a friendship, because who will stand with you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so ask yourself today, the people that you have in your contacts, the people that you follow on the media platforms and various other things, do you really think these people will be standing with you on the day of Qiyamah? Or rather, do you think these people will be standing against you on the day of Qiyamah? They'll be pushing you into the fire. This is all you're saying. Get away from me. I've got nothing to do with you. You know, you do what you need to do. You know, that's it. We're not friends anymore. Because matlab is complete. They no longer have any matlab from you anymore. And as a result of that, they are fearful for themselves. But true friends in the dunya will not only be fearful for themselves, but they'll also be fearful for you. And they'll make sure that they protect you from the fire of hell. They'll make sure that you are doing the right things in life. So you need to make sure and ask yourself and go through your contacts and establish who are your friends of taqwa. Who are your friends of righteousness? Who are your friends of iman? Who are your friends of khair? And how much do they influence you and change you and encourage you to come to the masjid, encourage you to go to mahafil and majalis of taqwa, of khair, of zikr? Who are those people? And you will find that very, very few will achieve that particular category in your life, achieve that particular maqam. Those are the true friends who uphold the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the friends who fulfill their obligations to Allah Almighty and keep away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living on the established path, the clearly defined path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. They also stand on that path. They walk that path and they make sure that you also remain on that path as well. They do not allow you to sway here or over there. They tell you and they keep you steadfast on that particular path. And if your friends are not giving you good nasiha, if your friends are not reminding you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not imbibing within your heart of shukr and sabr within your heart, and then who are they truly your friends? Can they truly be categorized as your sahabis? Will they truly be standing with you on the day of Qiyamah or against you on the day of Qiyamah? So true friends are those of taqwa, friends of iman, friends of faith, friends of ikhlas, friends of sincerity, friends of righteousness, friends of those who remind you of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the path of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not those willy-nilly friends, every Tom and Harry who just waste your time and waste your wealth and waste your health in idle pursuits of your desires and your whims, and do this and let's go to the cinemas, let's go to the bars, it's okay, you don't have to order a drink, just order orange and go to shisha bars and let's do this, and it's okay, I'm going out, I need a partner with me as well, you know, let's double date, let's do this and let's do that. Friends of these people who are saying competing in cars and competing in the dunya, are those the friends that you have? Are those are the friends that you call friends in your life? Those are the same people who will be your enemies on the day of Qiyamah. Because true friends are friends of taqwa, of iman, of khair, of ikhlas. The true friends that we see of that friends of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, he mentions al-mu'minu mir'atu akhihi al-mu'min, that a true believer, a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be a reflection for you, like a mirror. Would you know when we go to the mirror and we dress ourselves, we make sure that there's no dust on our kapre, there's no dandruff, and our ties are correctly put on, and our hair is correctly done, and there's no, you know, marks, and our istri is done, our ironing is done, all of these things, we look at our appearance. And a true friend will be a reflection of you, and they will say, look, you know, you've missed something here. You have this bad trait. You are doing this sin. You are speaking bad in this particular way. You're not dressing appropriately. You're not behaving appropriately. That friend will reflect who you are, and then they will force you to change. Just the way when you look at yourself and you see something bad, and you see something which is not befitting your own status, what do? You change your clothes. You do your hairstyle again. You whack on some more gel. You put on some more of your perfume. And you groom yourself to make sure that you are presentable, you are approachable, you are respectable, you are honored, and you all of these things. And a true friend will see you and they will say, brother, these are the things that are lacking in you, and you need to fix yourself. You need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And they will help you to enhance your outer as well as purify your inner as well. So this is why it's very, very important to have good suhbah, to have good friends, and those people who constantly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be those people who remind you of your hairstyles and your appearance and your behavior and who you walk with and who you talk with and the places that you go. All of those prohibitions, they will tell you and they'll remind you and they'll reflect all of these traits, and until you change yourself. This is what a true friend will do, because they're not only worried about how you appear, but they're also worried about your taqwa, they're worried about your iman, they're worried about your inner beauty as well. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi, he mentions, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّ وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ وَالْمُتَزَاوِلِينَ فِيَّ, that my mahabba, the mahabba, the love, the recognition, the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mandatory, is necessary for those people who love Allah Almighty and who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who those people who come together in good majalis, in good mahafil, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, in which the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, and those people who frequent the masajid, frequent good places, places of taqwa, places of tahara, those places which bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran furthermore mentions, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْضًا, that on the day of Qiyamah, the muttaqeen, the people of piety and righteousness, i.e. the friends, the groups, the clans, the tribes, you know these people, the gangs that we have here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about these good people, people of honesty, of integrity, of ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them together, because they remained with each other in the dunya and they encourage each other towards khair, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْضَى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all of those despicable, those horrible people who used to do zulm on themselves and zulm on other people and the dunya, and throw them into the thirsty fire of hell. So who do you want to be with? Who do you want to be raised with on the day of Qiyamah? Which gang, which tribe, which group do you want to be part of? on the day of Qiyamah. Those people of taqwa, those people who reminded you in the dunya of your appearance and removed all of those blemishes, removed all of those sins in your characteristics, in your behavior, and purified your heart, those people will be put into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And the other people who were taking you towards shar, taking towards ma'siyah, taking you towards all of the prohibited boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the people that we throw into the fire of hell. These same people that we follow, we spend so much time and effort and energy in the dunya to please, due to peer pressure, due to various other things, these are the same people who will become your enemy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَلْأَخِلَّهُ يَوْمَ إِذِمْ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوفٍ. Those seeming friends, those apparent superficial hollow friends, will become your enemies on the day of Qiyamah. But the true people of Sidq, the true people of Wahdaniya, with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true people of Taqwa, of Tahara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. And Sidq, truthfulness, is that when you see something bad, you remain upright and you stand up for the truth. And you say, brother, what you're doing, even though you may be my friend, even though we may know each other for so many years, but this is haram, this is shar, this is not good, this is ma'siyah, this is a sin, and you stand up for that which is right, and you remind that person. Because as I mentioned at the beginning, that we have no choice in the siblings that we are given. This is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no choice in the parents that we are given. This is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have absolute ikhtiyar and choice, 100%, on who becomes your friend, on who becomes your intimate friend, on who becomes your confidant, on who becomes the person who you confide in, on who you turn to, on whose advice you take on board. That is your choice. And if you make the wrong choices in the dunya, then those are the people who will be against you in the hereafter. But if you make the right choices in the dunya and have the right friends, just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did, then those people will stand with you shoulder to shoulder in the dunya, and those same people of taqwa will stand with you on the day of Qiyamah as well. So this is very, very important for us to reflect upon. And I'm just going to give you some statistics to hopefully understand what I've been saying so far. There are 2.3 billion monthly active users on Facebook. And I'm just giving Facebook as a prime example. There's many, many other platforms as well. So there's 2.3 billion people. There's 7.7 billion people on Earth, but over 2.5 almost are on Facebook on a daily basis. 50% of those between 18 to 24 year olds who go on Facebook as soon as they wake up. Your children, the newer generation, these are the people that they are following. You need to ask yourself, what are their values? Do they have any iman? Do they have any faith? What are the things that they are espousing? What are the things that they want you to become? What is their appearance? How is their characteristics? All of these things. Your children, our future generation, that's the first thing that they do. Have thousands of followers and thousands of likes. The first thing that they are doing is checking the Facebook, and also throughout the day as well. Every 60 seconds on Facebook, 510,000 comments are posted. 293,000 statuses are updated, and 136,000 photos are uploaded, and so many other statistics there as well. This is all about who is your true friend. Facebook is about getting to know these particular people, whether they are acquaintances or colleagues or so-called friends. But you need to ask yourself, it's the quality that you're looking for. You don't need to have 100 or 1,000 or even 10 people. You just need one sincere friend. Friend of taqwa, just like the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had a huge amount of sahaba, but the most closest and most honorable and illustrious sahabi to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who benefited him the most was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And how many of those do we have in our lives? How many people can we turn to the, like the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq in our life, who are our true friends as well? There are millions and millions of fake profiles out there as well. And on Facebook and on other platforms, grooming takes place. People are encouraged towards sin, encouraged towards, you know, adultery, towards fornication, towards stealing, towards so many other things. What are your children following? Who are they following? Who are their friends? Who is feeding their minds? And who is manipulating their way of life? Who are their true friends? These are the questions that you need to ask. So we need to be extremely selective in who we choose to be our friends. And also we need to have those friends who are close to us, those friends that are near to us, not 1,000 miles away, 5,000 miles away, those who are clear to, near to us, and we can meet them, and we can greet them, and we can learn from them, and they can learn from us as well. We need to have common ground, which is have the same faith, same iman, same interest, in order for them to benefit you and for you to benefit them as well. We need to also be respectful of each other and also be able to forgive each other. These are some of the principles that I wanted to expand upon, but unfortunately we don't have time. But nevertheless, please do make sure that you ask yourself these very, very pertinent and relevant questions on who are your real friends, those friends who will stand by you in the dunya, and those friends who will stand by you on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.